And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper to Gooper. Hello. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I've got a cold.
Yeah, I'm alright this week.
Well, you're alright. Well, fucking nice one. but it's alright, because I haven't had to do a lot this week. This week's show is brought to you by one Chicagoan called Ambarance, who has picked the Christmas music for us. You might remember she picked the Christmas music for us last year. That came as a direct result of her doing a Christmas poem for us
yeah.
the year before. And we said, look, clearly you're Mrs. Christmas. You just go for it. So this year, she's done the music, she's done the poem, and she's got some jokes.
Cool.
Why don't you enjoy the coffin caddies?
What do you mean they came down and destroyed the city? It's Christmas Day, goddammit!
Listen to the Dead 60s right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
That was Halloween on Christmas. A perfect start to the show, seeing as we do the best Halloween podcast each year. I don't mind saying that. I'm not saying the rest of the weeks we do are any good at all, but the Halloween one we always nail. And this one is when someone else has chosen all the music. So quite nice to do it that way, really. This is a sort of an Ambarance Christmas Punky special, really. What I'll know is, what is the Coffin Caddies MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Coffin Caddies.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie B, the Internet Neil. But I do realise, Tony, that I did send you the running order with all the MySpace things on. So, and that was my Christmas present to you, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
So if it's not 8-0 this week, there's something badly wrong. Now, I've got some additional material for you. First of all, here's some exciting news. You know, the Resistance 77 competition, well, the competition we did last week for all the CDs and the question posed was about Resistance 77.
Yes.
Yes. Well, thanks to everyone for entering. Got loads of you in. And well done to the winner, who's even sent us, because it's like some of our listeners get carried away. This is how the answer came. The question was, how long have Resistance 77 been going? What year did they start, right?
Okay.
And here comes the answer. And this is how it came through. 1979. Crimbo is here with a lovely punky comp and some glorious tunes on which my ears can chomp. When Tony wasn't alive and Paulie B was 8, Resistance 77 were born. They're great! Peace and love, Chris Sampson. Well done, Chris Sampson. I'll get this in the post to you this week. I haven't posted the other one yet, but I'm going to do both of them at the same time. So the Manila PR prize from the week before will go out this week, as will that one, and then just fingers crossed as to when you get it. Hopefully it won't be too long. I'm over the moon to report that Chris Sampson lives in England.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it was saved significantly on postage. I do like it when British people win the competitions, I have to say. I'm getting a bit tight.
So I can post that CD direct to them?
Yeah, you can. Tony, I believe Chris Sampson is from Nottingham. You might be able to just go around his house.
Well,
that might be... Oh, what a festive gift that would be.
If
Mr. Tony Hearn, the co-host of the Greatest Ever Podcast, came round his house, here, mate, have one of those. Oh, that could be perfect. Tony, you have to do it. Get your photo taken. It'd be brilliant. It'd be really fun. I'll see if we can work it out. Okay. That would be funny. Right. I'm going to crack on with the next track, mate, on this festive Christmas special. I'll ask you what your Christmas plans are and whether you're getting anyone any presents or anything in a bit, but we'll get on with the next song. This is a band that, we played this band on the show, but not for quite a long time. A band called Destructors 666, who were the Destructors, and then they sort of reformed and started again a few years ago, didn't they? About 5 years ago. And we got their initial recordings, but then we haven't had anything of them recently. But it's all right, because they've recorded the Christmas song, of course. What I want to know is, Tony, and I'm expecting you to get this right, what is Destructors 666's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/... The Destructors UK.
It is. It's only two pulling the internet nil, thank the Lord. And this is Christmas, bah humbug. To the Rich Morton sound underneath us, and can I say that is a fabulous CD to buy this Christmas and is available, the Rich Morton sound. It's called something like the soundtrack to the film that never was or something. So really, really great, easy listening instrumental CD, do get it. And do make sure you check out the MySpace pages if you can still understand MySpace of the bands on this week's show. Now Tony, you've got a Podcast Alley comment, haven't you?
Yeah, first one in 3 weeks, I think. Podcast ad is broken, so just don't bother anymore. I think officially, I'll keep my eye on it and see if they fix it, but they've not fixed it, and nor are they responding to any kind of questions. So
they're being rather elusive.
Pretty much. So we've got one comment, because you can still vote if you are a registered user, because you don't have to verify your vote. So we've got one vote, which is from Eclectic Mix.
All right.
Who says, excellent show, as always. By the way, the link to Mustang Lightning, mustanglightning.com, is buggered. Amusingly, the Google cached website contains a single word, it works. Dull. And he's right. A, it doesn't work. And B, if you look at Google's cached version, it does just say it works.
Right. I wonder what's happened there then. Maybe they're not a band anymore.
I don't know. Well, the MySpace is still being updated.
Oh, right. Well, perhaps they just... The thingy expired and didn't bother doing anything about it.
Maybe not. That's what I suspect. Yeah, and that's right. It, Podcast Alley.
Speaking of MySpace, I have got a couple of MySpace comments here. You like these. MySpace.com/punkyradio. please do feel free to leave comments on there. We do check the site. I know that I'm having a few problems understanding MySpace at the moment. I'm getting to grips with it. My nose is full of snot. Here comes the first one. Hey, Paulie. Happy Punky Christmas to you and Tony. Just going to check out the Manila special. Thanks for playing Lisa Louise. We should have some new stuff out early next year. All the best. Dean, or as I call him, Limo Dean. Hey. Nice one, mate. They are right on MySpace, aren't they, Limousine, all the time. And Listen to the show. And one of my favourite bands... one of my favourite albums from this year was their album Evil Love. And here's a little teaser. Next week's show is my top 8 albums of the year. I did mean to say to you, do you want to pick your 4 of your top ones? But because I was in a bit of a rush to get it together, I kind of went ahead and did all mine. But if you would like to do a top 8, Tony, in the new year, feel free to.
Blimey. I'll have to think.
Of course you will. That's the element that I did it.
Safe point.
But we have a second MySpace comment here from Marv. So what the fuck's happened to MySpace? My shit, more like. At least Punky remains rock solid and as awesome as ever. Have we read that out before?
No,
we haven't. Thanks very much, Marv. I hope you're having a lovely time in Newark, which, as we all know, is an anagram of wanker. Right, next track, if I can stop sniffing. Actually, I might have to stick this on while I blow my nose. Now, I don't know about you, Tony. Well, there's nothing I like more than the dirty panties. Enjoy this, Santa Baby. Guanabats underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
And happy Christmas to Pip from the Guanabats, by the way. Hope you're doing well, my friend. Hopefully we'll meet each other again soon. That was the Dirty Panties and Santa Baby. What I want to know is, Tony, and I have a feeling you're going to be fairly confident about this, what is the Dirty Panties MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDirtyPanties.
It is indeed. Did you get out for anything last week?
No, just I was ill, most of it. I think the day after the show, I was in bed for about 2 days.
Christ.
And then, the weekend, and just trying to get Christmas sorted out. Because I broke up from work on Friday.
Right.
So I had to come
I know
working.
It's something on Facebook, but no one's paying any attention to that fact.
No, so I'm getting phone calls today. It's like, no, I broke up, because I've been trying to sort Christmas out. So, slowly getting there.
Oh, I haven't even got a card yet.
Well, we did that today.
Right. Well, although I have been busy over the last 4 days. Last Thursday, I went to see the Highliners at the Gaff. Unfortunately, Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons weren't on. So the Highliners were the only band on. We didn't go on to 10:15, by which time me and my late Steve were absolutely groffossed. I interviewed Luke, the lead singer of the Highliners, while we were there. And that interview and a Highliners track will be played in, I think, the first show of the new year. As finally will the interview I did with the lead singer from the Rippers.
Okay.
That I did when I was in Sardinia.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm really, really looking forward to that one, because I've been waiting to play that for a while. He finally got around to sending us the track that he said he wanted us to play. He didn't apologise. So anyway, we'll be doing that. Friday and Saturday night, I had my shows in Hitchin and Letchworth just in time for the snow to hit. So numbers were affected, but they were still good shows. And on Sunday, I did my second night in Chigwell at the hotel. This was the one where there was the fight over chicken dippers at the first show.
Right, yeah.
Right. And this time around, super weird. Check this out. This is what happened in quite quick succession. A man shook my hand and said, "Blimey, you've got small hands." Right. And I looked at him and he had tiny hands. Mine were bigger than his. Then about half an hour later, I was introduced to this girl and I shook her hand and she went, "You haven't got a very manly handshake." And the thing was, she'd given me such a soppy handshake, I didn't dare grip it. Right? Then I went outside for a smoke. I had a long coat on. And I know I look a bit odd, but this bloke walked forward and said, "Fucking hell, you look like Leon." And, and he meant Jean Reno. He meant the film. I went, "Oh, I know I look old and haggard. Fucking hell." Right? So, and then I got in an argument with some South African women about whether I was funny or not. Basically, they found out that I was a comic and just said straight away, tell us a joke. Got to tell us a joke. And I went, "No, I'm not working." I'm off duty. They went, "Well, you're not funny then." I went, "Well, I am funny, but you're not going to find out." "Well, you're not funny then. I'll just go away." "No, we're not going to go away. Just tell us a joke." Half an hour this went on for. Until eventually I just walked away. Because although I'm not averse to punching women, when it comes to South African women, you don't touch them with a 12-foot pole. They're all hard as nails. So, and by the way, anyone listening for the first time, I would like to reassure you, I don't actually punch women. No. That anybody knows about. Yes, anyway, that was that. But by the end of it all, because I spent so much time outside and running around, I developed a really, really bad cold. And which I've got now, so my apologies if I sound completely bunged up this week. I have been losing mucus at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
I know, I like to be pleasant for you, Tone. Next band.
Okay.
This is the Fleshtones. Now, the first time I heard a Fleshtones track was when I picked up an album in the 80s called... I think the album was called I Was a Teenage Zombie. But anyway, the song was the Fleshtones. "I was a teenage zombie." We might have played it on the show, actually. And they're kind of one of the classic US garage bands of all time. Anyway, like so many other bands, they've done a Christmas song as provided by Enbarrance. And here it comes. What do I know is, Tony, what is the Fleshtones MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Fleshtones.
It is. Tony 4, Paul B, Internet 0. Hooray for Santa Claus. We spell it S-A-N-T-A-C-L-A-U-S.
Hooray for Santa Claus. Yeah, yeah, for Santa Claus. He's fat and round, but jumped the Jiminy. He can climb down any chimney. When we hear sleigh bells ring, our hearts go ting-a-ling, 'cause they'll be friends under the tree. Hooray for Santa Claus. Now all year long at the North Pole, he's busy making toys. But he knows what you're doing, so you better be good, 'cause of course. Hang on that mistletoe, soon you'll hear ho ho ho. On Christmas Day, you'll wake up and say, hooray for Santa Claus.
That was the Fleshtones. This is Jingle Punks.
Santa won't take your crap. Look out for Santa, this year he's cracked. Oh yes, he got the time to come, he's got to take a leak. If he's listening, standing on the man, he's gonna take a week. If you see him, he was thinking, know that you can't even tell. Get one more dead chimney and he'll send you straight to hell. Just another thing before I try and get him go. Santa's not the kind of man who likes to say no.
Oatmeal cookies!
Oatmeal cookies!
Oatmeal cookies!
Got a problem with you. Look out for Santa, this Christmas you'll lose. Oh no, where's Santa? Won't take your crap. Look out for Santa, he's finally cracked. Santa's got a giant penny, he's too many sweets. If you wanna leave him, I'll tell you that's just what he needs. Santa started taking things from those that were nice. And a lot of little children got plenty of best in mice. Let's see what's happened to this one bad jolly man. But cable lines and TV dishes made it very bad.
Oatmeal cookies!
Oatmeal cookies!
Oatmeal cookies!
Santa's got a problem with you. Look out for Santa, this Christmas you'll lose. Oh no, where's Santa? This year he ain't nice. Look out for Santa, you better think twice.
Twice! Twice! Twice!
That's Jingle Punks, Tony.
Nice.
Yeah, and that was, oh no, it's Santa. What I want to know is, what is Jingle Punks' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/JinglePunks.
It is, it's Tony 5, probably the internet mill. Of course it is, you already knew all of these before we started, because that was my Christmas gift to you.
No.
Yeah, if you're wondering why I'm not saying a lot about the bands this week, it's because, as I say, we haven't chosen the music ourselves, so I don't actually know a lot about the bands we're playing this week. I will find out about them over the next week or so, but at the minute, this music is as new to me as it is to you. Quite exciting.
Cool. Well, it's Christmas.
Yeah, you're listening to Midnight Configuration on the Leakers right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
We have a Comedy Suburbs here. Ooh. If you, now, this is one of several that were sent in by Guess Who, Oberon's, because she's basically running the whole show this week. If you do have a joke for us, do send it in to paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Comedy Suburbs. We've got another couple that will be in next week's show as well. Just, Bob, all will be explained next week as to why I have this information now. So anyway, this came through and it said, "Hello Paul, with Christmas nearly upon us, I realise you could probably use some Christmas jokes for Comedy Suburbs. Here are a few I found that seemed appropriate for Punky, but inappropriate for almost anywhere else. Just as it should be. Meli Kaliki Maka on Barons." I'm only reading one of them out, because I'm going to read the ones out next week.
Okay.
"A little kid sits on Santa's lap, and Santa says, 'What would you like for Christmas?' The kid says, 'A fucking swing set.' Santa says, 'You'll have to ask nicer than that if you want Santa to bring you presents. Let's try again. What else would you like?' The kid says, 'A fucking sandbox with a side yard.' Santa says, 'That is no way to talk to Santa. One more time, what else would you like for Christmas?' The boy thinks for a minute and then he says, 'I want a fucking trampoline in the front yard.' Santa lifts the boy off his lap and goes to talk to the kid's parents. He tells them what the kid said and then says, 'I know how to put a stop to it. Don't get him anything for Christmas except dog poo. Put a pile of dog poo in the backyard where he wants a swing set. Put another pile in the side yard where he wants a sandbox, and another pile in the front yard where he wants a trampoline. That should make him change his tune.' Christmas morning, the kid goes downstairs throwing his presents, and there aren't any. He runs out the back door, looks around, comes back in. He runs out the side door, looks around, comes back in. He runs out the front door, looks around, comes back in, shaking his head. His father said, 'What's wrong, son?' The kid says, 'Santa's got me a fucking dog, but I can't find him.'"
Nice.
Very nice. Thank you, Amber Odds. More from her later on, of course. now, that is replacing the gig guide. I take it you haven't got one this week.
No.
But, well, no, because it being Christmas and that. But everyone knows what the big gig is, don't they? It's Christmas Day. Would you like to just remind people of how they can get something on the gig guide?
Yeah, if you have a gig that you want to promote, maybe it's your band or just a gig in your area you'd like to tell everyone about, email me, tony@punkyradio.com. band's name, what bands are playing, where they're playing, how much, any kind of information you'd like to read out, any links to any promotional material, MySpace page, blah blah blah, email it to me, tonypunkery.com. I'll read them out.
Well done, excellent work. Next track coming right up, my friend. This is a band called The Cranios, who I believe are Spanish. Okay. Well, certainly, the reason I say that is that I believe their website is in Spanish. So they might be pronounced the Cranios. I don't know. Hey, the Cranios. I don't know. I'm calling them the Cranios. What is their MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/TheCranios.
It is. It's Tony Six, Paulie B and Internet Neil. You probably recognise this song. Run, Rudolph, run. Listen to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's all right.
Yeah, well, you're getting used to me saying it now. Yeah. It's time for Poetry Corner. Now, I like poems as much as I like jokes, my friend. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner that you've written, send it in. It's paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. And guess who sent us one in this week?
Amber?
Amber Rance, that's right. And this is what came through from her. Paul, and she always does a brilliant one for us. You know, she did the one that's on the MySpace page, didn't she? The,
yeah,
whatever that is, the very, very long one. This one isn't as long as shit, although it might be the way I read it. Anyway, this came through. Paul, oh shit, I knew I forgot something. Here's the poem I hastily wrote for this year's Christmas edition of Punky. Nadale Chlawen. Ambrance, Punky Poet Laureate. I think we christened her that, didn't we?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
I don't think she was showing off when she said that. She is the Punky Poet Laureate. Here we go. It was Christmas time in Punkyland, a time of joy and cheer. Time for the Christmas special I'd looked forward to all year. For last year's Christmas music... Sorry, for last year's Christmas special, all the music came from me. I'd sent to Paul some inappropriate carols on CD. He'd asked me to write a poem, as I'd done one time before, so I'd butchered Rudyard Kipling like I'd butchered Clement Moore. I'd also sent some jokes for last year's Christmas Jamboree, and with all the work I'd done, they'd named the special after me. I had been really tickled, my head was drunk with fame. I decided that for this year, I'd do it all again. I went through my Yule collection, and I picked out 8 more songs. Then I researched all the bands and sent their MySpace pages along. I perused the internet to find a Christmas joke or two, a handful I found funny, so I sent those along too. The night before recording, I got into my bed late. and laid my head down smiling, certain this show would be great. I awoke at 4 this morning with a panic in my heart. I'd forgot the fucking poem, and the show was set to start. I flipped the light on quickly. I grabbed my pad and pen. There was no one left to rip off. I'd write something myself then. I stared down at the bare page, my mind drawing a blank. The minutes ticked away. I'd had a fucking massive wank. Actually, I've just put that line in.
Nice.
I stared down at the bare page, my mind drawing a blank. The minutes ticked away and my hopes of glory sank. Oh, come on, Tony. If they put a blank in there, you know what I'm going to write.
It's got to be wank. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But then I became angry. When did I become so weak? Amber, pull yourself together. These fools do this every week. So I put pen to paper and I scribbled down some shit. If it didn't come out perfect, they could fucking deal with it. That's how I wrote the poem that you see written here. Merry Christmas, punky listeners, and have a punky new year.
Hey. Nice. Yeah.
Thank you very much, our Bronze. That was very, very beautiful indeed. And we're going to get on next. And the next track that she's picked, interestingly, I've seen this band.
Okay.
Song 7 this week is from a band called The Tabaltics, or Tabaltics. And they're a US rockabilly psychobilly band that I saw at the psychobilly meeting in Pineda de Mar in, I think, 2008.
Right, okay.
I think it was 2008. Anyway, quite excited by it. We'll do the MySpace page after it. This is, and you might recognise this as well, Don't Believe in Christmas.
Mom and Dad said be good, so I did what I should. Hung my stocking on the wall, didn't get a thing at all.
The chop tops underneath us right now, Tony, as we say in England, chop tops.
Chop tops.
Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week. That was Tabaltics, Tabaltics. What is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Tabaltics.
It is indeed. That's Tabaltix. A bit like Weetabix and Otibix, Tabaltics. All one word, Tabaltix. Do check them out, as you should all the other bands on this week. So, now, you haven't got a twat, have you?
No.
But I imagine you've got a Christmas list.
No. Christmas list?
Yeah.
Of things I want?
Yeah, come on, everyone has a Christmas list. What do you want this year?
I want twat.
You just want twat?
The gift that keeps on giving.
I really wasn't expecting that. Perhaps you could tell people how they go about giving you twat then.
Okay. It's been a fair while since I've had some twats, so please do email it to me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's that simple. Everyone knows a twat. Someone you've met this week, a few months ago, maybe it's a famous twat you really feel strongly about, or you think the world should know about. Anyone, just email it to me, and I'll respond in kind. I will email you back and say thank you.
I'll do the same in kind. I'll leave you back and play to my cock.
Now those days are gone.
Oh, not for me though.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, perhaps you can maybe get a photo of mine. Although saying that, when I did offer, I didn't get a lot of people emailing in.
No.
I don't think it's not quite as popular as it used to be. I want a £50 note for Christmas.
Did?
Just one, yeah. I decided, you know how people, they have like 5p collections, and or maybe some people collect £2 coins, don't they? Or some people have a 10p collection, or just a small change collection. I just thought, the thing about these collections is it takes absolutely ages to save like 50 quid. So what I thought I'd do is start a £50 collection.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I've already got one.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to tell you where it is.
Right.
Because obviously it would be an incentive if I did build up quite a few £50 for people to rob me flat. So I'm not keeping my £50 collection in my flat. I'm keeping it somewhere else. But yeah, I want a £50 note for Christmas so I can have more than one. Because I started off with a 50p collection and I saved up about 70 quid in 50p's.
Wow.
And then I got a £50 note. I thought, I could put that with a 50p's because it's a 50, isn't it?
Hmm.
So I have got a 50p collection as well, but I don't want 50p for Christmas. That would be really rubbish. I want a £50 note. So I'm going to get all my family and friends to get together and see if between them, in these times of economic hardship, they can afford to get me a £50 note. And I'll put that in my £50 note collection. I'll let you know how I'll get on with it.
Okay.
Yeah, I also want the same as usual, peace and goodwill, or a new jumper. So, should we play the last song?
Yeah. Yep, that's cool.
This is by a quite well-known band, really. Well-known US sort of skate punk. The Vandals. You heard the Vandals,
Dave? Yeah, I heard the Vandals. Seen the Vandals.
You've seen the Vandals, have you? When did you see
them? Yeah. 2004, I think. They supported The Offspring in Manchester, where I went to see them. Yeah.
That's a gig.
It's a great gig.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. Let down by the guitarist from the Vandals stripping naked and running through the crowd.
And how
apart
did that
from that, it was all right.
How did that ruin it? That's the kind of thing you want to see again.
Not very good looking. No, I like good looking, man. That would have made it much better.
But a bit of spontaneous... If you can't do a bit of spontaneous... ball revelation at an Offspring gig, when can you do it?
That's true.
Anyway, that actually makes the title of this song quite funny. What is the Vandals MySpace page?
myspace.com/thevandals.
And I have a feeling, Tony, that the Vandals wrote this song for you.
Huh.
It's Tony 8, probably being internet nil, by the way. Obviously a thrashing, you had the list of the things in front of you.
Yeah.
This is what the Vandals said to you after your comments about not being very happy about the fact that their lead guitarist had run through the crowd naked in your presence. Thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing. You said yeah! Oh, you did it! You're so generous! Thanks for nothing! Never mind all the stuff that I bought for you. It was my pleasure! Getting nothing back! Come next year, I'm getting you! Exactly what you got me, fucking nothing. See how you like it. I don't have much money, but I got you something nice. I messed up my car, didn't care about the price. For sure I care this time of year. La 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 la. Thanks for nothing. So I'm the sap under the Christmas tree, trying to find the gifts that I thought you got for me, but there was nothing there. What a shock. Just torn up Christmas wrappings from all the gifts I bought. Thanks for all the effort to brighten up my Christmas. Thank you for the knife that you stabbed me in the back with. What a blessing, you're really something. La 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 la. Thanks for nothing.
La 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 are you wanting? Thanks for nothing.
That was the Vandals, Tony. This has been an Embarrance Punky Radio special. Thank you very much to Embarrance for providing us with the music, the MySpace pages, Poetry Corner, and the Comedy Suburbs, and everything else he's done for us down the years. Congratulations to Chris for winning the competition. Have you got a Christmas message for people, Tony?
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks for all the twat.
Right, okay. I'd just like to thank everyone who's sent CDs in this year, providers with music, and also the people that continue to carry this show, HussySkunk.com and Roach Radio, and also to Mevio, who we never really mentioned, but they've been hosting Punky Radio for a couple of years now, and we really should mention them more often. I can't help thinking we might have left it a bit late. I do hope you all have a really, really brilliant Christmas. There will be a Punky Radio next week. It'll go up when? 27th, 28th, something like that?
28th, I think, yeah.
It'll go up on the 28th. So, because unlike other podcasters, we're here every week, unless there's a major problem. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you get what you deserve this Christmas. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up who? Up ho, 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 ho.
Your God.